Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Mary Rasenberger, who is the CEO of the Authors Guild and the Authors Guild Foundation. Mary, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices from your experience to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Mary, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, thank you, Paul. So the Authors Guild is the nation's oldest and largest professional organization of writers in the country, with almost 12,000 members. Our members come from across the entire spectrum of book and freelance writing. We're both a membership organization and an advocacy organization. We provide services and benefits to members, such as creating and hosting websites for authors, free legal advice and contract reviews, and various insurances for our members. We also offer a host of informational resources and educational programs about the business of writing. At the same time, we're an advocacy organization. We protect and promote the professional interests of writers generally. We lobby in DC, on the Hill, in agencies, as well as at the state level, for free speech, copyright protections, and enforcement on antitrust issues. A lot of that recently. Appropriations to libraries, NEA, the NEH, and recently for pandemic relief for writers and grant programs. And we've also recently launched an effort to get freelance creators collective bargaining. And that's a big initiative this year. We also litigate where needed, and we're in constant conversation with publishers and distributors such as Amazon and service providers in the industry to ensure that authors are treated fairly. So my job as CEO is similar to that in any organization. It's to clearly define and communicate the organization's mission and shifting goals, as well as a vision for attaining those goals. And then to strategize how to most effectively and efficiently move the organization towards those goals. A CEO's job entails being the final decider, sort of at the bottom, base of what that job is. It's making a lot of decisions. And to do that, well, you have to constantly listen and learn and know when to shift course on any matter. On a day-to-day level, it means keeping the organization on track, putting out the inevitable fires, and shifting priorities if the path is not working. So as I said, a lot of the job comes down to listening and learning, making decisions, effectively communicating. You don't always make the right decisions, but you do the best you can based on the information you have at the time. And if it turns out a decision's wrong, you need to recognize that, fess up to it, and change directions. To make good decisions, as I said, you have to have all the relevant information. You need to think through, of course, the ramifications on all aspects of the organization. And that means listening to your board, to staff. The staff usually have the best sense of how to approach an issue in their domain, but it's not their job to think through how that's going to impact other aspects of the organization. That's the CEO's job, to always have in mind the goals and the vision of the organization, and to understand what the ramifications of any actions are going to be. For a membership organization like ours, we also have to listen and learn from our members, since our job is to promote their interests. So we do have a council. It's a board of authors who keep us abreast of the issues facing authors. But we also hear from members. We encourage our members to report things to us and ideas for how to meet their needs. I do think a leader also has to be aware of everything outside the organization that might impact us. So you know where to take the organization strategically and how to execute that strategy. So for the Authors Guild and the Authors Guild Foundation, much of our advocacy, we cannot do alone. So getting legislation passed, other effective advocacy, including grassroots initiatives, that requires joining with others, often other creative groups or copyright industry groups. And in our case, I personally spend a lot of my time working with other groups and sometimes take a leadership role there. I also, though, have some thoughts real quickly I wanted to share on managing people. My philosophy is very simple. Everyone has different skills, different things they're good at and things they're not so good at. And the role of a leader is to figure out what people's strengths and weaknesses are and give them the tasks, the work that suit their strengths and find them support for the areas where they are not so strong and then work with them very transparently on both. And that goes for yourself too, you know? You got to know as a leader what you're good at and what you're not so good at and find senior staff or board members to support you, you know, where you need it. So that's all for now. I could go on for a while, but I'll stop there. Thanks.
Mary, can I just say thank you so much for your just very clear communication and very practical ways about how leaders really can positively impact the organization. And just as a member of the Authors Guild, a relatively new member, as you know, I just want to say thank you very much indeed. As you know, I'm a raving fan of the Guild and as a relatively new author myself, and I love writing. I'm looking forward, hopefully, for many, many years to come. So I believe you're in New York, Mary.
That's correct. Yes.
And I'm over in Los Angeles. So can I offer you a virtual high five across the country? Thank you ever so much, Mary.
Okay, thanks for having me.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.